This is the first session about SharePoint Server 2010 here at BWIC. We'll do the session in English because there are some non-Dutch speaking persons in the room. I'll do the intro. It's kind of an ad hoc demo, so you can ask questions. I'll go around the product, not too many slides. Afterwards, we have Stefan, who's going to explain us something about Link to SharePoint. Then Jan about the client object model, and then we have a short break. It's normally at 8 o'clock. We hope to kind of respect the timing. And then after the break, we have still a session about business connectivity services by Frank Kleine. And last session is about workflow by Peter Plessers. Maybe a show of hands. How many of you have already worked or played around with SharePoint 2010? It's about half. How many of you haven't seen anything about it? No presentation, no nothing? Well, okay, so most of you have seen something about it. So SharePoint 2010, we're currently at kind of between beta 2 and release. Microsoft positions it as the business collaboration platform, and this is the marketing slide that they kind of use for it all the time. There's a little resemblance with the pizza pie that we had in 2007. These are the main functional components that Microsoft focuses on. So we have sites, and SharePoint 2010 does not only focus on intranet deployments, but also on extranet and internet deployments. This is a very specific reason why they say that, because in 2007 we had quite a lot of trouble if you wanted to deploy internet-facing sites with 2007, especially when you wanted to make it accessible. This should be a lot easier in 2010. The whole communities thing, so they took the concepts of things like Delicious, Wikipedia, and they actually entered it into SharePoint. So it's about blogging, tagging, rating, wikis, all that functionality. Content is basically about enterprise content management. So how are you going to manage all the different kinds of unstructured content within your enterprise, being web forms, digital assets? That's new in 2010. There's some built-in support for digital assets, such as images and videos. How are you going to manage web content? How are you going to manage forms? Then the search thing. That's the first time that we see a new product being entered in the 2010 stack. So we have Fast Server, which was acquired about 2 years ago, which is now integrated into the SharePoint Server 2010 stack. This is a separate product, but it kind of integrates completely with SharePoint Server 2010. Insights is the BI, business intelligence part. So previously in 2007, we had Performance Point Server, which was a separate product, to now integrate it with SharePoint and call it now Performance Point Services. We have some charting capabilities in there. Also something new, Visual Services. No, that's not me. It's Visual Services, which allows you to publish visual files to SharePoint Server and have a live data connection refresh within your website without having the need to install Visual on the client. Composites, that's the big story about empowering people to build or empowering end users to build their own applications. So that's the story about InfoPath Form Services, the new business connectivity services, and the whole story about SharePoint Designer. I'm not going to go deep into this slide. It's just an idea of what are the different functionalities you see over here. Maybe something to mention as well around the sites concept. We have a new version of Groove. It's called SharePoint Workspace and kind of allows you to take your SharePoint sites offline. It's a lot better. So it's kind of now on par if you look at Colego Contributor and the product that we used to have in 2007. Okay. So I haven't really prepared a specific demo scenario. So I'm just going to show you some parts. If you have questions about specific parts, just shoot, and we'll see how the time advances. This is the homepage that I have over here. It's called an enterprise wiki. It's a new type of site. Previously, on the top level, you could create a collaboration portal or a publishing portal. The collaboration portal has vanished, and it's replaced by something which is called the enterprise wiki. It's basically a wiki site with rating and categories associated to it. For those of you who haven't worked with 2010, there are some notable changes from the 2.97 interface. One is the site actions on the left, and the other one is the ribbon. So they've taken the concept of Office 2007 ribbon, and they've completely integrated it within SharePoint. If you want to edit the page, just click this little icon, and you will see here the status loading. There's also a media web bar on this page. What you also notice is when I go into a page that you'll see different tabs arising. It's the same as with Office 2007. If you select a table in Office 2007, you will see the table tab appearing. This works more or less the same in SharePoint 2010. Another concept which they've taken from 2010 or 27 from Office is the live preview. So you can basically change inline, look and feel, font size, tagging, all that stuff. Very important one, the undo. You can basically undo 10 actions. So it's completely, also does, in the meantime, it does saving of your draft version, so you can do the undo. Also important, it's kind of hidden. It's over here. So SharePoint 2010, the HTML editor, which is built in, the output should be compliant with accessibility guidelines. So there's a standard in America which is called WCAG AA, and they're compliant with this. If you want completely XHTML compliant, you can still convert your HTML output to XHTML, and we'll clean out your pages. The whole concept in the UI, what they're talking about, is something which is referred to as fluent UI. So most of the things that you'll see in happening within the user interface will happen without postbacks. For example, if I select this announcements list, you'll see here the list tools appearing. So if I click items and I click new item, you'll see something new as well. New item. This is a new dialog screen that they used. So you will have inline editing or in-page editing without postback. So doing demo. Viewer. You have also the copy-paste experience. So that's also pretty neat. This is most of the things that we'll see in the 2010 UI, and which is all accessible through the ribbon. You can also customize the ribbon. Works kind of the same way if you did it in 27, so you have to define custom actions. It's a little bit more complicated, so you have to be careful what you're going to do. It's not possible to extend it in all the different tabs on the ribbon, so you have to be a little bit more careful, and the syntax is a little bit more complicated. Now, show some things about document libraries. So this is basic document library. I've added some extra features on there. One of the things which is new over here is the managed metadata field. So if I do edit, edit properties, you see again it's inline that's going to do this. And I have a new field over here. It's called the managed metadata field. Managed metadata field allows you to build a taxonomy of metadata terms centrally, and you can push this over, and you can kind of consume it from different site collections, different web applications, while conserving one standard taxonomy tree. So let's say this is about Excel services. You have also the rating features over here. Interesting about the taxonomy, control the managed metadata form. This also is multilingual capable, so you can have built-in translations. Again, over here, I'm here in a library page, document library page, so I have the library tools available. I can upload multiple documents. There's a new upload multiple documents screen as well, which allows you to drag and drop. This is not really linked to, let's do this about the REST API. Link to SharePoint 2010 is this link to Office 2010. So if you install an Office 2010 and you're using SharePoint Server 27, you can still have this interface. Other things at the library level, some other interesting stuff. So I have the standard view, the data view, everything which you're kind of used to. Here is a new one, sync to SharePoint workspace. This allows you to take a document library offline. So it will open my SharePoint Workspace Manager. This is a client program. This is a new Groove. So not only does it allow you to still have the peer-to-peer sync, but it can allows you to take documents offline. And it also allows you to take, for example, complete external lists offline. And later on, we'll see business connectivity services. This is a customer contacts list. The data from that list does not reside within SharePoint, but resides within a backend database. And SharePoint Workspace allows me to take this data offline, edit it over here, and sync it back afterwards. Still taking my documents offline. So here's some documents, still not everything. Which is a little hidden is this one, open with Explorer. It's interesting to know because normally you're looking at current view and go to Explorer view. Kind of move that out. It's now over here. It's called Open with Explorer. Kind of had to look for that one, where it went to actually. Edit library allows you to edit it directly in SharePoint Designer, and you can also customize, for example, the different forms over here. So if you have, for example, let's go, for example, to customer contacts, or let's go to sales revenue. Sales revenue, if I go to my list over here. See here, this customize this form. This is again about business connectivity, about the composites scenario. Allows you to switch out the new and the edit form for your list items by info platforms. This is something which is only available in the enterprise edition. So you won't see this in SharePoint Foundation. Some other stuff. Yeah, let's go back to the homepage. Ah, yeah, to go back to the homepage, this is where the breadcrumb went to. You're probably going to switch that one out and put in the breadcrumb again. That's here I have my media web part. It's also something new. So if I select my media web part, I have here my options. Here I can have a video of what it is. So this is the media web part. It's basically a Silverlight web part, which you can also skin and work around. And this is, should be playing in line and staying. Ah, no. I didn't put it on instant loopback. So this is basically a Silverlight web part. Takes care of the stream through Silverlight and all the stuff. Also, for example, this charting stuff. If I go back to my page, go to edit mode. And let's, you see there's not really a difference between where I put web parts and where are the web part zones. It's kind of a flexible layout and you can kind of customize it at will. So for example, if I insert a web part, let's, web part. The charting is kind of underneath miscellaneous. I don't know why they put it over there, but yeah, click OK. This allows me to chart data from a number of data sources. And one which is kind of interesting is it allows you to connect to list from your SharePoint site itself. So let's take it from the roots. There's here something called sales revenue. Next. You can apply filter data. So you have incoming web part connections which will filter out the data or other filter web parts. Finish. And I'll customize my chart. for example, say, okay, this is a pie chart. Donuts. Finish. So now it's built on top of the revenue of the different customers which were linked in sales revenue list. I suppose I add it over here. Hope it still works because I've been playing around with InfoPath form services a little bit. Ouch. Let's hope that this works. Hey, it works. So if I go back to my homepage now, my chart is like this. So this is not only linked to this chart, but you also saw that for the sales revenue, if I did edit that item, this is an info platform with a little logo and I added some bold. I can switch this back. For example, if you think this is not very good, my end users, they will completely mess up my different lists. Can still go back to list settings, form settings, and say, okay, let's just use default SharePoint form. I'll go back to sales revenue. I'll have my normal SharePoint form back in there. Won't be showing a lot about search because I kind of broke fast server on this one, on this box. So this box has fast server installed together with SharePoint server and unified communications and BizTalk and all the stuff on it. How does it work, the integration of fast with SharePoint? Basically, you just issue your query to SharePoint, the query server, and then it processes along. And instead of going to the SharePoint index server, it goes to a fast index server, and fast does the querying and gives everything back. Some interesting stuff about search. I'm now using it for people search, but this also works for normal search. So you have wildcard support now. Only postfix wildcards. If you have fast server installed, you also have prefix wildcards. It also has something which is called phonetic search. So, for example, if I look for a person like Steven or Stefan or whatever its name is, then it will kind of transform it through phonetic search and give me the necessary persons back. How does that work? It actually uses language packs. So you will install the language packs of speech server, and they will do the translation from Steven to Steve's to Stefan, all the way down there. It's interesting in the people search, you see that it's kind of a little bit neater than you have now, so you can add him as a colleague. You can view recent content, see what he has been working on. And this is also quite flashy. See where the person is sitting in the organizational chart. This is one of the different Silverlight web parts, and there are only like three Silverlight web parts in SharePoint 2018. You have the organization chart, you have the media player, and there's one for picture browsing. But still, looks cool. I have the Facebook thingy. What are you working on? You can tag him, you can follow him. So if I go, for example, to my site, it's now called My Profile. See what I've been doing. I've been tagging some documents, rating documents, adding tags. You kind of can subscribe on that one as well. It's called feed subscriptions. And then one of the last things I'm going to show you is about the multilingual stuff. There's some multilingual in there, but still not the whole multilingual story that we're kind of expecting here in Belgium. But still, it's a lot better. So, what I've done, I've installed two language packs over here. Oh, one language pack, the French language pack. And if I switch over to French, It will do the translation of all the normal SharePoint UI, so my tabs will be translated. It's also possible that you translate all the titles in your navigation, but you have to do that manually because it's not going to know that you just put in sample project documents. It will also do the translation of the list headings, but it won't do the translation of the content yourself. So the content within the page, you will probably need a custom solution around that point as well. But it will already do quite far, It's not instantaneously. It's not like you install a language pack and then it's there. You have to tell it side by side that this site has a variant in French or in Dutch or in something else. This is something that you can do quite quickly with PowerShell, since PowerShell support is basically everywhere.